来看马太福音的系列。
Today we are going to continue on with our Matthew series.
那上几次的信息呢，我们看过主耶稣怎样依靠神，还有按着神的话语去胜过魔鬼的试探。
In the past few sermons, we've looked at how Jesus, relying on God and by his wisdom, was able to overcome various temptations.
那接下来我们会来到今天的信息，就是马太福音的四章十二到十七节。
Today we've come to Matthew chapter 4, verses 12 to 17.
那是关于耶稣基督他开始传天国福音的这个叙述。
And it's an account about when Jesus Christ started his ministry preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God.
那让我们来读这一段的经文，我会为大家读12到14节，那请 Grace 帮忙读15到
17。 So I'll first read in Chinese from verses 12 to 14.
十二节，耶稣听见约翰下了监，就退到加利利去，后又离开拿撒勒往加百农去，就住在那里。那地方靠海，在西布伦和拿弗他利的边界上，这是要应验先知以赛亚的话。
The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light.And for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned. From that time Jesus began to preach, saying, Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.
那这是我们今天要看的经文。那大家不知道有没有曾经向家人或者是亲人去分享福音，去分享关于神的事情呢？
I wonder if you have the experience of sharing the good news with your family or your friends.
但是当他们对寻求神不开放或者是拒绝福音的时候，那我们是怎么样面对这些的挫折的呢？
And I wonder how you face rejection when they are not interested in God.
那今天我们也会从主耶稣传福音所立下的榜样去看怎么去面对这些。
Today we're going to learn from Jesus to look at his example how we can face such trials.
那今天的信息会跟大家分享两个重点。
Today I'm going to share with you two main points.
那从十二十三节我们会来看主耶稣传福音的榜样。
From verses 12 to 13, we are going to look at the example of Jesus preaching and sharing the good news.
那从十四节我们会去看应验在耶稣身上的这个预言，那跟我们又有什么关系？
And then from verse 14 onwards, we're going to look at the relevance of the prophecy being fulfilled in Jesus.
那首先让我们来看十二还有十三节。
First, let us look at verses 12 to 13.
那可能大家一看这一节就有一点晕了。
Maybe you start feeling a bit of headache when you start looking at these verses.
因为这里出现好多不同的名字。
Because there are so many different names of different places.
那相信大家都认识耶稣还有约翰。
I'm sure you all know Jesus and John.
但是这里，比如说红色的字体，加利利、拿撒勒、加百农又是什么呢？或者是哪里呢？
But those words in red, for example, Galilee, Nazareth, Capernaum, where are these places?
那我想先跟大家介绍关于这两节经文的一些背景帮助我们可以更好的去明白主耶稣的榜样。
So now I would like to introduce briefly the background to these two verses so that it will help you to better understand this passage.
那其实红色的字体这些是地区或者是地方的名字。
Actually, the words in red fonts are all geographical places.
那比如说加利利就是当时候罗马帝国统治的这个巴勒斯坦的在其中的一个省份。
For example, Galilee is a province under the rule of Palestine. Under the rule of the Romans in the area of Palestine.
所以加利利是一个省份的名字。那拿撒勒跟加百农就是在加利利这个省里面的两个城镇。
So Galilee was the name of the province, whereas Nazareth and Capernaum were two cities in that province.
那拿撒勒大家熟不熟悉啊？
Are you familiar with Nazareth?
那如果我们去看主耶稣出生，然后他小时候的故事呢，就会知道拿撒勒是耶稣长大的地方。
If you read the accounts of Jesus' birth and then how he grew up, you would notice actually Nazareth was where Jesus grew up.
就是他的 老家了。
So you can say it's his hometown.
那加百农就是在这个加利利湖或加利利海北边的一个城市。
Whereas Capernaum is located in the north of the Sea of Galilee.
那蓝色的字体这两个名字又是什么呢？
How about the two words in blue?
那其实西布伦跟拿弗他利是旧约以色列十二个支派中的其中的两个。
Actually, Zebulun and Naphtali, are two of the tribes in Israel, the 12 tribes, two of the 12 tribes in Israel.
那这里是说，就是说，加百农那边地方靠海，是在这两个旧约的支派的边界上面。
So here in verse 13, when it mentioned that Capernaum is by the Sea of Galilee, it's actually in the territory of these two, Zebulun and Naphtali, is in their territory.
当然我们知道耶稣的时代，那这所有的地方已经被罗马帝国所统治了。
But of course, by the time of Jesus, all those places were under the rule of the Roman Empire.
但是原先在摩西带领以色列人出埃及以后呢，那这些地是分给西布伦还有拿弗他利的。
But back in Moses' time, when he led the Israelites out of Egypt, these areas were actually allocated to the tribes of Zebulun and Naphtali.
那我也想带领大家看一看地图，帮助我们更好的去知道他们究竟在哪。
So now let's just take a look at the map so that you can have a better idea.
那这就是当时候巴勒斯坦的这个地图了。
So here's a map of Palestine back then.
所以大家可以看到罗马帝国把它分成了不同的省份。
So you can see that the Roman Empire actually divided the whole area into different provinces.
刚才看到了加利利这个地方，这个省。
Just now we looked at the province of Galilee, the city of, just now we looked at Galilee, the province.
在里面有这两座城市，拿撒勒，耶稣的家乡，还有加百农。
And then in within Galilee, you can see the two cities we mentioned, Nazareth, where Jesus grew up, and Capernaum.
那在南部呢，也有这个犹大这个省。
And located in the south is Judea, another province.
那这个耶路撒冷就是在犹大这个省里的。
And Jerusalem is actually within Judea.
对了，那其实如果我们从第四章去看呢，从四章的一到十三节，短短十多节的经文耶稣已经去了四个不同的地方。
If we start looking from chapter 4, verses 1 to 13, you would notice in such a short passage, Jesus had already gone to four different places.
那是什么地方呢？一会我会跟大家分享。
And I will soon tell you what those four places are.
那我们看一看，就是十二节，这里说到耶稣当时候听到了施洗约翰被希律王抓起来下了监，那他就退到加利利去。
Here in verse 12, it says that when Jesus heard that John the Baptist had been arrested, he withdrew into Galilee.
这里说退到加利利，那他听到消息的时候是在哪里呢？
So here it's mentioned that Jesus withdrew to Galilee, but where was Jesus when he heard the news?
那因为时间关系，我们就不去看了。在这个约翰福音第四章的平行经文，我们会发现耶稣当时是在犹大的这个地方。
So because of time, we won't go into the specific passage, but in John, the Gospel of John chapter 4, you wouldfind that Jesus was actually within the area of Judea at that time.
那他在那里活动，也去分享福音。
He was preaching the gospel there.
那当他听到施洗约翰被捉拿的时候，那他就从这个犹大这个地方就退到加利利。
And when he heard that John the Baptist got arrested, he knew clearly what he was to do. So he withdrew from Judea, all the way to Galilee.
所以我们看到耶稣很清楚 不同的情况底下他应该做什么。
So we find that Jesus is very clear about what he should do in each and every circumstance.
那当约翰被捉起来的时候，他并没有好像逞英雄一样，好像是继续待在这里。
So when John the Baptist was arrested, Jesus didn't act like heroically and just remained in the area of Judea. Instead, he withdrew to Galilee.
那他很清楚神的带领，所以他退到了加利利，去开始正式传天国的福音。
He was very clear about God's will, what God wanted him to do at the time, so he went all the way to Galilee and started preaching the good news there.
那当他离开犹大，经过撒玛利亚之后呢，他就首先回到了拿撒勒。
So after he left Judea, going through Samaria, he reached Nazareth, where he grew up.
但是我们看到十三节这里说，后又离开他的老家拿撒勒，往加百农去。
But then in verse 13, you would notice that he then left Nazareth, his hometown, and went to live in Capernaum.
但是我们会不会问一个问题？那他经过老家，那为什么不住在那里？以那里为一个地方去传福音呢？
But will we have a question in our mind, since he was already in his hometown, why didn't he just settle there and use that as a base to preach the gospel? Why did he move to another place?
那这里说他离开拿撒勒。
But here, yeah, it mentioned that he actually left Nazareth.
那是发生什么事情呢？
So what happened then?
那其实从路加福音四章十六到三十一节的平行经文呢，会记载耶稣在拿撒勒传福音的时候所碰到的事情。
Actually, if you refer to the parallel passage found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 4, verses 16 to 31, you would notice that Jesus, you would find out what happened when Jesus was preaching the gospel in his hometown.
那家乡的亲朋好友，并没有去听从耶稣所传的道理。
The relatives and friends back in his hometown actually didn't receive the gospel.
那他们的心反而很刚硬，去拒绝耶稣还有福音。
On the contrary, their hearts were hardened, and they actually rejected what Jesus was preaching.
所以离开拿撒勒之后呢，耶稣就这里说往加百农去。
So after leaving Nazareth, Jesus went to Capernaum.
那我们看到十三节说他就住在那里。
And in verse 13, it actually tells us that he then lived in Capernaum.
其实加百农是当时候耶稣在加利利传道的一个基地。
So Capernaum actually became a base for preaching the gospel in the area of Galilee.
那耶稣会从那个地方去到其他附近的地方去传福音。
So from Capernaum, he would then go out to different places to preach the gospel.
然后时不时也会回到加百农。
And then every now and then he would return to Capernaum, the base.
所以从四章十三节的经文里面呢，耶稣已经去了好多不同的地方。
So by the time we read chapter 4, verse 13, Jesus had already been to many different places.
那都有哪些呢？
So what were those places?
那是我们看到他首先去到旷野去面对魔鬼的试探。
First, we would see that he went to the wilderness to face a temptation from Satan.
那旷野没有，圣经没有具体说在哪里。
We cannot see clearly where the wilderness is. The Bible didn't indicate exactly where the wilderness was.
那在接受魔鬼的试探之后呢，他就去到耶稣去到犹大这个省份去活动。
And after facing the temptation from the devil, Jesus then went to Judea.
然后我们看到马太福音说到他去到拿撒勒，又离开那里，然后去到加百农。
And then we see that Jesus then moved on to Nazareth in Galilee, and then went to Capernaum and settled there.
所以我们看到短短的十三节经文，耶稣去了四个不同的这个主要的地方。
So we can see that just within the short span of 13 verses, Jesus had already been to 4 different places.
那以上我们花了一点时间去看耶稣走过的路程。
Just now we spent a little time looking at the journey of Jesus.
那目的是想帮助大家可以看到一幅图画。
And the purpose is for you to see a grasp of a picture in your mind.
能够看到耶稣基督为我们立下传福音的一个榜样。
And that is, Jesus has set an example for us as we go out and preach the gospel.
当我们仔细去想耶稣走过的路的时候，会发现，他在不同的时间段都非常清楚自己应该做什么。
As we look at the journey that Jesus had taken, we noticed that every step of the way, he was very clear of what the Father's will was.
那他去配合神的带领。
He was always working in line or in accordance to God's guidance.
比如说在他洗礼之后，那他就去到旷野，顺着圣灵的带领去到旷野受魔鬼的试探。
For example, right after his baptism, he followed the guidance of the Holy Spirit and went into wilderness to face a temptation.
当他一听到约翰被捕的时候呢，那他就退到加利利去传福音。
And after he got the news that John the Baptist was arrested, he then retreated to Galilee.
那当来到拿撒勒他的老家的时候，当那边的人不信，心里刚硬的时候呢，他又转离开而去到加百农。
And after preaching in his hometown in Nazareth and noticed that his relatives and friends there wouldn't listen or accept the gospel, he then moved on to Capernaum.
因为附近有那些对神的福音开放的人。
Because there are people who are willing to be open to the gospel there.
所以我们从这幅图画看到主耶稣给我们的榜样，就是他是也被圣灵带领的人。
So from all this, we see that Jesus is someone who always followed closely to the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
他能分辨天父在不同的时间段对他的心意跟带领。
Jesus can discern clearly God's will at different stages of his life.
也好像四章一节这里所帮助我们看到的，耶稣是被圣灵去引导这样子的去生活。
As Matthew chapter 4 verse 1 tells us clearly, Jesus was living by the guidance and leading of the Holy Spirit.
他是顺从神的灵去引导去生活的一个人。
He is someone who's always obedient to God's guidance.
所以我们可以去问问自己，我们是否也效法基督的样式，生命是献给神，在生活中去寻求神的旨意去被他的灵来引导。
So let us ask ourselves, are we someone who imitate Jesus' example, offering up our life to God, and in our everyday life, we learn to be led by the Holy Spirit?
那在我们人生的不同的时间段，那我们是否寻求神去明白他对我们的心意呢？
And at different stages in our lives, are we also like Jesus himself, being able to discern and understand God's specific guidance in that particular time for us.
那主耶稣在这个段经文立下的榜样，就是他是一个生命被神的灵来引导的人。
So from this passage, we see a picture, and that's Jesus' whole life was under the guidance of God Himself.
那关于主耶稣他生命被神引导这样的一个榜样，我想特别带大家看耶稣向家人亲友传福音的榜样。
And talking about Jesus being led by the Holy Spirit, I would now like to show you Jesus' example as he preached to his own family and relatives.
那我想我们当中的弟兄姐妹或者是朋友或多或少都有尝试过跟家人朋友分享过福音，分享过你在教会所学的。
I believe that most of us here would have the experience of sharing the gospel with your family, your friends, your relatives aboutwhat you've learned from church, for example.
但是当他们对寻求神不感兴趣，或者是对福音不开放的时候，那甚至反感的时候，那今天的经文可以对我们有什么提醒呢？
But when you find that these relatives and friends you care for, they aren't interested in God or the gospel, what can we learn from this passage?
那刚才我们看到耶稣去了他的老家拿撒勒。
Just now we learned that Jesus went to his hometown in Nazareth.
但是当时候他的家乡的这些亲友是拒绝他的，甚至去攻击他。
But the relatives and friends in his hometown actually rejected him or even attacked him.
那可以想象得到耶稣他当时候的心情。
So you could imagine how Jesus would be feeling at that time.
他应该是很关心这些他从小就认识的亲人啊朋友。
He must have a deep concern for these dear family and friends he's known since young.
所以当他们不爱真理啊，对，神的福音去反对啊，心刚硬的时候，那耶稣心里面应该是有所波动的。
So when he saw his own family and friends, relatives, who he cared for, were not open to the gospel, I'm sure Jesus would feel very hurt in his heart.
但是主耶稣他并没有因此而灰心而丧志。
But Jesus didn't get disappointed or gave up because of this.
而是继续依靠神啊往前走。
Instead, relying on God, he moved on.
他没有因着人的情感啊，而没有去配合神的带领。
He didn't just stop there because of these human attachments. Instead, he just continued to be guided by God.
然后他就去到了这个加百农。
And he went on to Capernaum.
然后十六节是应验在他身上的一节经文。
And then we see verse 16 is actually a verse that got fulfilled in his life.
我们可以看到耶稣继续活出一个。不一样的生命，属于神的生命。这里形容好像大光。
He continued to live out an extraordinary life, a life that is lived in obedience to God, and here is described as being like a great light.
所以他并没有因着家人或者是朋友的不幸呢而失落。
So he didn't get bogged down or just.Really, disappointed because of the rejection from his family and friends.
而是继续的依靠神往前走啊，去啊为神活出为神发光。
Instead, he continued on, to live for God and to shine for God.
那最后我们也看到耶稣的家人中也有人去回应神得到救恩的。
And in the end, we actually know that there are people in his family who responded to the gospel finally.
那比如说，他的母亲玛利亚。
For example, his own mother, Mary.
那还有谁呢？
But who else?
James.
James.
雅各其实是耶稣的弟弟。
James was actually Jesus' brother, younger brother.
那他也成为使徒中的一位去最后去传福音帮助人可以与神和好。
And later on, James actually became one of the apostles, preaching the gospel to help people to be reconciled to God.
那他也写下了雅各书。
And he actually wrote the book of James.
所以我们从主耶稣的榜样可以得到鼓励。
So we can find encouragement from Jesus' example.
可能我们的家人亲友暂时对神对福音并不开放。
Perhaps our family and friends are not yet open to the good news right now.
但我们要学习主耶稣的样式，继续坚定地往前走，去向外走，被他来带领去接触那些对福音开放的人。
But we should follow the good example of Jesus to keep moving on and looking outwards, to reach out to those who are open to the gospel.
活出属于神的这样好像光的生命。
And to live out a life that is like.Light shining in the world.
唯有这样呢，我们家人才有希望。因为他们可以见证到神在我们生命中真实的工作。
Only in this way can our relatives and friends see the work of God through our lives, the testimony in our lives.
他们可以见证到神是与那些全心回应他的人同在的。
They can witness for themselves that God is with those who are willing to respond to Him with their whole hearts.
所以我想借着耶稣离开拿撒勒继续往前走这个片段呢，去鼓励弟兄姐妹还有朋友们。
So I would like to use this episode of Jesus leaving Nazareth, his hometown, and moving on to Capernaum, to encourage all of us who have tried preaching the gospel to your family and friends.
对。那鼓励大家，向家人、亲友传福音，不要灰心。
I want to encourage you that never get discouraged, never give up when your friends and family rejected the gospel.
是学习主耶稣的样式，继续勇敢的依靠神去活出属于神的生命。
Instead, let us all imitate the example of Jesus to keep following God's guidance and to live out a life that.Shows that you are someone who belongs to God.
那另一方面，关于耶稣离开拿撒勒这个片段，还有另外一个重要的提醒。
There's actually another important reminder from this episode of Jesus leaving Nazareth.
那当耶稣家乡的亲友他们不信心刚硬的时候呢，我们看到耶稣就离开那个地方。
Just now we saw that when Jesus' own relatives and friends didn't believe and their hearts were hardened, Jesus left that place.
就去到那些对福音开放的人的地方去。
Instead, he moved on to places where people have a more open heart.
那这给我们一个重要的提醒就是。
And here, the important reminder is.
那纵然神的心意是盼望，他盼望每一个人都可以经历到他的救恩。
Even though it's God's will, His desire for every single person to experience salvation.
但回应福音、回应神的机会并不是永远等着我们。
But let us bear in mind, the opportunity for you to respond is not always there. It will not be there for you forever.
当耶稣的家乡的人他们去拒绝所听的福音的时候呢，耶稣就转离他们去到其他地方。
When the people back in Jesus' hometown rejected the gospel, they hardened their hearts, Jesus then left them and went to other places instead.
当然耶稣没有从此就永远放弃他们，当然他在比如说马太福音十三章也曾经再次回去拿撒勒去传福音。
Of course, Jesus didn't just give up on them completely. For example, in Matthew chapter 13, you'll see that Jesus later returned to Nazareth and preached the gospel there again.
但是这里我们看见的就是当人不珍惜这个机会的时候呢，很多时候机会并不会永远等待着我们。
But what we do see here is that when someone doesn't treasure or cherish this opportunity to know God, the opportunity will not be there for them forever.
那其实我们自身的经验也告诉我们回应神的机会不是永远等着我们的。
And actually, even from our own personal experience, we should know this truth that, these precious opportunities are not always there for us.
因为人明天的事情并不在我们的掌控的当中。
Because nothing is in our control, and we don't know what will happen the next day.
所以我们明天不一定有机会可以回应神。
So it's not, necessary that we will have an opportunity to respond tomorrow.
去回应福音。
To respond to the good news.
上一周辉弟兄跟我们分享他向神的感恩。
Last week, Brother Fai shared with us his thanksgiving towards God.
他说他经历到一场严重的车祸。
Because he experienced a very serious car accident.
大家不知道有没有留意他的分享，就是他说当时候他只是很平静的开车，都没有想到会有人这么猛烈的去撞他。
If you notice, he shared that on that night he was just driving peacefully, quietly, and he never once thought someone would suddenly hit him with such great impact.
是没有想到的，但也感恩神保守了他的性命。
It's something totally unexpected, but we thank God that God has spared his life.
所以我们明天如何，我们没有人有一定的把握。
So none of us can have guarantee that we will have tomorrow.
所以从我们自己的人生的经验也告诉我们，回应福音、回应神的机会不会永远等着我们。
So even from such personal experiences, we know that the opportunity to respond to God's good news is not always there for us.
那我也想跟大家分享自己的经历。
And I want to share with you my own experience.
那我是大约在大学的时候开始参加教会。
I started attending church regularly from my university days.
那当起初也是为了应付妈妈的唠叨。
Well, at first, it was purely to satisfy my mom so that she wouldn't nag me.
但是后来我听明白了福音，也看到那些听从福音去跟随主耶稣样式的人，他们生命中有神的同在，有神的生命。
But after I started to understand the gospel and I also witnessed in the lives of the brothers and sisters there God is indeed with them.Because they respond to God.
那也很幸运，后来我就抓住这个机会，在大学二年级结束的时候去接受洗礼，去将自己的生命借着主耶稣去献给神。
And that really drew me. And finally, in my second year of my university, I committed my life to God through baptism.
但是现在回头看呢，如果我当时候没有抓紧机会去回应神，那很可能我今天不会站在这里。
And now as I look back, if I didn't grasp that opportunity to respond to God, well, I don't think you'll see me standing here today.
因为大学四年结束，可能就回到自己家住的地方去实验室工作。
Because after my university degree, I would likely be returning to my home city and continue on with some laboratory work.
那可能生活过得充实也不缺乏。
Maybe my life would still be fulfilling and I'm not lacking in much.
那加拿大也是一个很舒服的一个国家。
Because Canada is a very well-off, very comfortable country.
那可能就会在这些所谓的世界上短暂的东西上去忙了。
So maybe I would just be caught up with the busyness of the daily life and in these temporary pursuits.
那可能也去教会，但我估计会成为一个只是星期天的基督徒。
Perhaps I would still attend church, but I would probably just be a Sunday Christian.
不是后来有机会能够有这个负担去到中国，去跟不同没有听过圣经的人去分享福音。
And I wouldn't have had the opportunity to go all the way to mainland China to share with the Chinese people, especially those who haven't heard the gospel before.
那跟 Grace, 其实我们在中国都经历到能够将神的生命分享出去给人的喜悦。
Actually, me and Grace really experienced a great joy in sharing the good news with the dear friends in China.
因为有一些的年轻人他们是从来不知道圣经是什么。
Because there were young people who had never heard about the Bible before.
那他们都被这个一些地方的风俗啊，或者是自己的烦恼所捆绑。
And they were under great bondage, either to their home tradition or just their own personal struggles.
但是神怜悯他们，在当中去借着福音，借着基督徒活出神的生命去吸引他们的时候，他们的生命有一个完全的转变。
But God has shown great mercy to them, and through the examples of various Christians there, they are willing to respond to the gospel.
那也我们也感恩如今当中有好几位也是继续在教会里面去向不同的人年轻人去传福音，能够把神的生命继续传递下去。
And we are very thankful that there are actually quite a number of them who stayed on and now are doing the same thing. They continue to preach or share the gospel with their own lives to others.
回头看，如果当时候没有在大学抓紧机会回应神呢，可能我的生命会一团糟已经在这些罪的捆绑，还有人的一些各种的私欲里面去打滚的。
So as I look back, if I hadn't seized the opportunity to respond to God back in my uni days, it's very likely that today I would just be stuck in the same old problems of my own personal struggles or my lusts or various desires, and just be miserable.
所以从耶稣离开拿撒勒的这个经历呢，想鼓励大家。好像以赛亚书55:66所说。
So from the episode of Jesus leaving Nazareth, I would like to encourage you with the passage from Isaiah chapter 55:66.
这里说，当趁亚伟可寻求的时候寻找他，相近的时候求告他。
Seek Yahweh while he may be found, call on him while he is near.
因为明天如何我们并不知道。
Because none of us know what would happen tomorrow.
那回应神、回应福音的机会不会永远等着我们。
And the opportunity for us to respond to the gospel will not always wait for us.
好，那让我们来到信息的第二部分。
So let us come to the second part of my message today.
我们要看看应验在耶稣身上的预言跟我们有什么关系，对我们有什么提醒。
Let us look at the relevance of this prophecy fulfilled in the life of Jesus and see what reminders there are for us.
那14节那里我们看到耶稣去到加利利的加百农，开始他传福音的事工的时候，先知以赛亚的话就应验了。
Just now we saw that as Jesus left Nazareth and move on to preach in Capernaum in Galilee, the words of Isaiah the prophet actually got fulfilled.
那十六节那里说，住在黑暗里的百姓看见了大光，住在死荫之地的人有光，照亮他们。
In verse 16 it says, the people dwelling in darkness have seen a great light, and for those dwelling in the region and shadow of death, on them a light has dawned.
那这节预言是出自于以赛亚书的九章一到二节。
This prophecy is actually a quotation from Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 to 2.
那当时候神的子民因为长时间的去背逆神，去不顺服神，那神没有办法，只好去使到审判来临了，去管教他们。
Back in those days, what happened was God's people, the Israelites, they were disobedient to God consistently for a long period of time, and in the end, Yahweh God had to carry out His discipline, His punishment, and let judgment come upon them.
所以他们的国家就被亚述这个帝国去掳掠。
So their whole country got captured by Assyria.
那他们就活在敌人的这个捆绑底下。
So they started living under the bondage of their enemies.
那个时候呢，神借着以赛亚先知去说出了这个预言。
And it was in such circumstance that God spoke through Isaiah the prophet this prophecy.
这里说有一天，那些在捆锁底下的人会看到得生命还有得自由的希望。
One day, these people who are under bondage will see hope, and they would receive life and freedom.
当耶稣出现在加利利去传天国的福音的时候呢，那这节经文就应验了。
And when Jesus Christ started to preach in the area of Galilee, this prophecy has been fulfilled.
那借着耶稣去传这个福音呢，人可以看到神的拯救。
Through Jesus preaching the gospel, people can receive salvation and deliverance.
那有这个得生命，还有得自由的这个希望。
They receive the hope of life and freedom.
那这节经文跟我们有什么关系呢？
But what does it have to do with us?
那不是应验在耶稣的身上吗？
Isn't it just a prophecy fulfilled in the life of Jesus?
那我们不是耶稣基督，那跟我们有什么关系呢？
But we are not Jesus, so what does it have to do with us?
那其实这个预言也反映出人的一个真实的情况。
Actually, this prophecy reveals to us the condition, the true condition of man.
就是在人还没有认识神，还没有听从福音之前的情况。
When a person has not yet come to know God and not yet following Christ, this would be their situation.
那这里说到这个情况，就是坐在黑暗里，还有坐在死荫之地。那死荫就是在死亡的这个影子底下。
And that is they are dwelling in darkness and under the shadow of death.
所以其实人的情况就是，当我们还活在自我中心，还活在罪的捆绑之下的时候呢，那其实我们的情况就是坐在黑暗里，还有坐在死亡的阴影底下。
So when we are still living a self-centered life and under influence of self-centeredness, we are actually like what's described here. We are living or dwelling in darkness and under the shadow of death.
那四章的开头，我们看到耶稣去面对这个属灵的恶势力撒旦的势力。
Back in the beginning of chapter 4, we saw how Jesus faced the power of Satan, the power of darkness.
那就是在人还没有借着耶稣去与神和好之前，那都是活在死亡还有这个罪的权势底下，活在撒旦的势力底下的。
So actually, before someone got reconciled with God, he is living under the control or influence of sin and death.
那我们的行事为人都是自私自我中心的。
And we are very self-centered in our ways.
那我们也不愿意将感恩归给创造我们的主。
And oftentimes we aren't willing to offer up our thanks to our Creator God.
很多时候活在敌对神也伤害自己伤害别人的一种的状况里面。
And most often than not, we are actually living in such a state where we are opposing God and we are hurting both ourselves and other people.
那在今天的信息的第二部分，那我们借着应验在耶稣身上的这个预言，我们让我们不论是弟兄姐妹或者是朋友，也反思一下自己的生命是怎样的。
So as we come to the second part of today's message, whether we are already believers in God and this part of this family or just friends, let us reflect on our lives and see how our condition is.
那我们是否是活在黑暗底下，活在罪、自我中心的捆绑里呢？
Are we still living in a darkness and under the control of self-centeredness?
但是我们清楚知道我们已经借着听从耶稣的福音已经去到了神的那一边呢
Or are we certain that we have already moved to God's side after we receive the good news of Jesus?
是已经脱离了罪还有死亡的捆绑
And having broken free from the bondage of death and sin.
得到生命可以活在神的光照还有自由当中呢
And whether we have already received life and so that we can dwell in light and in freedom of God
若我们意识到我们仍然活在死亡还有罪的权势捆绑底下那有什么出路呢
So is there a way out if we realize that we are actually still living in darkness and under the bondage of sin and death?
那主的话语有没有给我们一些指引怎样才能够去回应而脱离黑暗脱离死亡跟罪的权势呢
Is there any guidance for us in God's word how we can break free from the control of sin and death?
那其实在十四节主耶稣已经很清楚地给我们指出了一个出路
Actually, in verse 17, Jesus has given us a very clear way out.
所以十七节那里说耶稣就传起道来说天国近了你们应当悔改
In verse 17 it says From that time Jesus began to preach saying Repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand
那我们得到神的拯救能够脱离撒旦的权势罪跟死亡的权势的关键就是十七节
So actually verse 17 is a keyfor us, if we want to receive God's deliverance, experience His deliverance, and break free from Satan's rule, His control.
那这里他谈到神的王权还有悔改。
Here it talks about the kingship of God and the importance of repentance.
那如果当我们听从这位神所立的救主去的吩咐去悔改的时候呢？
If we are willing to listen to the Savior appointed by God and to repent,
悔改就意味着我们去愿意去离开过往自我中心的这样的一种生命。
And by repentance, we mean a complete turn away from the old self-centered way of life.
一种被身体的欲望所主导的这样的生命。
And a complete breaking free from the kind of life that's dominated by our lust and desires.
而是归向神愿意将生命的主权去交给他
And instead, we turn our lives completely to God and hand over the kingship, lordship in our lives to God
也是学习主耶稣的样式去活出一个舍己清洁也是全心爱神去爱我们身边的人这样的一种生命
And to imitate Jesus in the way he lived out a self-sacrificial life and always living for God and to share the good news with other people.
那所以其实十七节就是一个关键。
And he also led a very pure life, like sinless life. And so actually, verse 17 is a key for us.
是帮助我们知道怎样脱离黑暗跟这个死亡还有罪的捆锁。
It tells us how we can break free from darkness and break free from the bondage of sin and death.
还记得 Grace 在周年纪念的时候跟我们分享一篇的信息。
I wonder if you still remember Grace's message for the church anniversary.
就是燃亮发光。
And is be ablaze and shine.
那这个起点呢，应该怎么样燃亮发光呢？就是十七节这里说的，神的王权还有悔改。
But what is the starting point if you want to be ablaze and shine for God? The starting point actually is found in verse 17 here. You need to first repent and turn to God.
啊，那对，将就是去刚才说转离我们旧生命、自我中心的生命，将生命去献给神，让神做我们的王。
That is.Like what we just said, we turn away from the old self-centered way of life and completely hand over our life to God, to let Him be the King and Lord in our lives.
这是神借着主耶稣基督为我们指明的一个出路。
And this is the way out God has pointed out to us through Jesus.
可以得拯救，可以得生命，可以行在光中。
And that is how we can receive deliverance, how we receive life, and walk in light.
好，对不起，等一下。好，那第二部分的最后呢，我想提醒弟兄姐妹要留心。
And as we come to the final part of the second half of our message, I want to remind brothers and sisters to pay attention.
刚才我们说成为得生命能够活出神的光的这个关键是十七节去悔改将生命献给神。
Just now we said that the key to becoming light and to have a life that shine for God is to repent.
将生命献给神。
And to offer up your life to God.
那并不是我们曾经在比如说洗礼的时候或者是在圣餐的时候去悔改曾经在洗礼的时候或者圣餐的时候去将生命献给神就意味着我们现在仍然是活出神的生命
But it's not just a one-off thing where we offered up our lives to God through baptism or even at communion
那不是我们曾经这么做那就意味着我们现在正在行在光明中去为神发光。
It doesn't mean that because we have done that in the past, so now we automatically will be walking in light.
那让我们看一节经文。
Let's just read another passage.
就是在约翰福音的八章十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 12.
这里说，耶稣又对众人说，我是世界的光，跟从我的必定不在黑暗里走，却要得着生命的光。
Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying,I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
这里跟从呢，它是一个现在分词，简单的来说，意思就是正在跟从耶稣的人。
Here the word follows, translated as follows, is actually in the original language a present participle, and that means it's actually it means that now we are in the process of following.
有学过，就是学英文的就知道，就是动词后面加一个 ing， 就是这个意思了。
So it's similar to English with the ing form for a verb.
就是你正在做的一件事情。
So it's something that you're doing right now.
所以意思就是说，如果我们是活出神的光，活在神的光照里，跟从主耶稣呢，那才能够行在光中。
So that is to say, unless we are following God.Following Jesus' example right now, walking in light, you will not be able to become light in the world.
当我们停止效法主耶稣的时候，没有跟从他的生命样式还有教导的时候，我们就不是走在神的光中了。
So the moment we stop imitating Jesus and not really listening to his teaching, we are not walking in God's light.
那会很容易落入过往的旧的生命。
And we easily fall back to the old way of life.
是自我中心也是落入到这些顺从肉体的这些试探里。
Back to the old self-centered way of life and always yielding to our fleshly desires.
所以也想提醒鼓励当中的基督徒弟兄姐妹将 一直去跟从主耶稣的生命样式去活。
So I want to encourage especially our brothers and sisters here, to keep following the example of Jesus in our daily lives.
他怎样全心全意的去将生命献给神
？How he always offer up his all, his whole heart, his whole life to God.
他怎么样靠着神的话语去生活
？And how by God's power, he's able to get through each and every day.
他怎样谦卑的服侍，神带领他所遇到的人去将福音跟他们分享
？And how he humbly serves all those who come in touch with him, and to bring them to God.
那在今天的经文里面，形容他是好像大光一样。
Today's passage describes Jesus as a great light.
因为他有神的同在，还有能力。
Because he's filled with God's presence and God's power.
那也盼望我们都得到提醒，去效法他的样式。
So I hope we can all find encouragement to imitate his example.
那让我们总结今天两个重点。
So let us conclude today's message, the two main points.
今天从四章的十二到十三节，我们看到主耶稣传福音的给我们的榜样。
From verses 12 to 13, we saw the example of Jesus preaching the good news.
他常常的去让神带领他的生命。
He always let God's Spirit to guide him.
他清楚的知道神在不同的时间段对他的心意还有带领。
He is very clear about God's guidance in each and every stage of his life.
那纵然在亲友拒绝福音的时候呢，他也仍然不灰心丧志。
Even though he got rejected by his family and friends in his hometown, by the disbelief, he still carried on following God.
所以他仍然的依靠神去往前走。
So relying on God, he moved on.
去活出属于神的这样的生命。
To live out a life that, that is under the control of God.
去为神发光。
And to shine for God.
给我们留下榜样。
Leaving us a good example.
那第二部分我们看到应验在耶稣身上的预言也反映出那些还没有与神和好的人他们的真实的情况。
And the second part we saw that the prophecy fulfilled in Jesus' life actually revealed to us how a person's condition is like before they come to know Christ.
那这也是我们有一个提醒去反省我们的生命。
And it provides us with an opportunity to reflect on our own condition.
其实耶稣已经指明给我们一个出路。
Actually, Jesus has already pointed out a way out for us.
就是去悔改，去归向神，脱离自我中心的生命。
And that is to repent and break free from a self-centered way of life.
是将生命去献给这位爱我们、造我们的神。
And to offer up our life to God.Who created us and loved us.
让他做我们生命的主宰。
Let him be the Lord and King in our lives.
我们才能够经历神的拯救，也效法基督的脚踪去行在光里。
And that's how we can experience God's deliverance, and we can also follow Jesus' footstep in walking in light.
所以感恩今天慧弟兄选了那首诗歌发出烛光。
So I'm very thankful that Brother Fai actually happened to choose a song, Oh Send Out Thy Light.
希望经过今天的信息，大家都不会不清楚怎样去经历到神的拯救，还能够活出烛光。
So hopefully after listening to today's message, no one will leave not knowing.How we can experience God's deliverance and how we can begin to shine for God.
好，那我今天的信息就到这里。
So let us conclude here.
让我们有一个祷告。
Let's pray.